Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast that's available every Wednesday. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life, that He's been guiding you in every aspect of it. This is Season 3, Episode 10. And the title of this week's episode is Not Bowing Out. I need you to text that to somebody. I need you to post it somewhere on social media. I need you to send a tweet out or however you get your communication. I need you to tell somebody, we are not bowing out. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come seeking you out today, God. We come seeking your mercy and your grace. We come looking for guidance. God, we ask that you just take a hold of our life. And wherever we may be at, God, right now, we ask that you just take us right now, God. Hold us closely to you. We ask you to be with the ones dealing with bereavement right now. Be with the ones that had just lost somebody, God, that you cover that family, the ones that impacted those lives, God. We ask you to just cover them right now. God, there's a lot of hurt going on in this world, God. We ask that you just put your hand on the ones that need you right now, Heavenly Father. The storms and the trials that they may be going to, God, that you just cover them right now. That the devil will not win. He will not be able to come in and conquer, God. That we show the love that we need to. In your name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I'm excited again. I say it every week, but every week I truly, truly mean it. God has truly been blessing us in every aspect of our life is what I feel. Not bowing out is the title of this week's episode. And I want to jump into this. I don't want to mix too many words. I just want to jump into this word. We're going to be in Daniel 3. We're going to be verses 8 through 18. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. Daniel 3 verse 8 reads as this. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said that King Nebuchadnezzar, long live the king. You issued a decree requiring all people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a burning furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is this true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up?" Verse 15, "I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sounds of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into a burning furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into a blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear, your majesty, that we will never serve the gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." That is Daniel 3, 8 through 18. And I'm telling you right here, I'm here to tell you, we are not bowing down. Let me give you a little bit of let me break this down a little bit. Let me teach this before I preach this. What's going on here is King Nebuchadnezzar put a law into place, a decree that everybody is going to bow and worship this gold statue that he made out of gold. And if you weren't doing that, if you're not going to worship that, then he's just going to burn you up. He's going to end your life because you're not following what he said to do. When you hear things like this, a blazing furnace, and when you have people that come in and say, you need to do this and you need to do that, and you're saying, no, I'm not about that. I don't need that liquor to get me to that point to be the life of the party. Or you need to do this, or you need to smoke this, you need to take this so that you can escape this reality that you're in. No, I need to stand firm on the foundation that I have been built on. Meshach, Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, no matter what you do to us, no matter what you say to us, I don't care if you're saying that I'm going to die, that I'm going to be put in this furnace, that no matter what, you have to. And they said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to serve my God in this. No matter what fire I get put in, no matter what trouble may come my way, I don't care what you do, I'm going to stand firm on the foundation that my God is the only God that I will serve and I will worship. He's the only one that I'm have an intimate relationship with. He's the only one that's going to wake me up in the morning. He's the only one that I run to when I'm in time of trouble. He's the only one, and he's the only one that I put praise upon my lips for. There's no other God. There's no other idol that I worship besides my God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no matter what you do to me, I'm worshiping my God. I will not do your decree. And it says right here, he says, Nebuchadnezzar tells them, no, I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to give you one more chance to bow down to me. And they said, no matter what, we will never bow down. We will never worship you. My God will take us where we need to go. And it says something right here in the word. He says, he will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. No matter if they go into the furnace and burn up, they're willing to die for God. They're willing to die for Jesus. And this is when I tell you about let your will be done in our life. That no matter what we go through, I will live and I will die by the word of God. I will not try nothing else. No liquor, no bottle, no nothing else will take my life. I'm relying everything on Jesus. And when he calls us home, when he calls us to sit right next to him up in heaven, then we know that we fulfilled our promise, that he fulfilled his promise, that he kept us safe. He said, I'm going to be with you right here. So no matter if they don't come and save you right now, if you don't come right now, I'm still going to give you all the praise and glory because I know that your timing is perfect. And I know that's kind of hard for some people to understand that. I know it's kind of hard for you to understand where I'm coming from with this. But I'm telling you this right now, that no matter what comes your way, no matter what trouble comes your way, God has got you covered. No matter what trouble comes in your family, that you still trust God and nothing else. That you still don't put your business out for everybody else to see. That you handle internally with Jesus. That takes faith. That takes praise to keep it within the walls. It keeps it for you to have that intimate relationship. That no matter what people may have said to you about you, where they stabbed you in your back, stabbed you in your side, hit you with whips, put a crown upon your head with thrones, and smash into your head where you bleed even more, that you still trust and you do not retaliate, that you do not go out and act a fool, that you still trust and say, God, I know that you got me covered during this troubling time right now. And this is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, I'm not going to run. I'm going to step into this furnace. I'm going to step in to a little bit closer. If you jump down a little bit higher, lower down, about verse 27 says, the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed, nor their clothing not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. Woo! That's a message right there and all in itself. But I'm going to tell you right now. So what happened was that Nebuchadnezzar said, if you're not going to worship what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you in this fire. Someone told you that you're not going to abide by these rules of this worldly world, that I'm going to throw you into this fire because you ain't nothing anymore. And he said, you can throw me into this fire. I'm going to walk up about the other side. Not only am I going to come out better on the other side of it, you're not going to singe my clothing. I'm not even going to smell like smoke. And I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about here, but if you ever been in a fire, you come out smelling a little bit different. But Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to come out better on the other side of this. So I don't care what you do. You can step me through it. When my God says, I got you covered, he's got you covered. He says, I'm going to show you what truly of a God I am. We put praise upon our lips. We're in the high mountains. We put praise on the lips. We're in the valley. That no matter how hot this fire gets, we will not be harmed. And maybe you're in through that part of your life right now. And I don't know, my shirt's getting kind of tight right now. And I'm telling you this right now. But when it gets really, really tough, and I say we're not bowing out to anything, this is what I'm telling you, that God has truly been moving in a part of that life. He says, oh, I got something for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. No matter what you do to me, I will walk through this fire. I will step in, and I will show you that I will walk through it. I don't know what trouble you're going on in your life right now, but I'm telling you right now, that God has got you covered. Not only will you come out better, you won't even know that you went into it. Isn't that something to praise? You can attest just to that. That's a testimony all in itself, that you went through a fire, and not only did you come out better, you look like you never even been in it. You don't even smell like trouble. You don't even smell like a mess. I told you we're going to turn this mess into a message. And that's exactly what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, not only am I going to come out better on the other side of this, I'm going to show you that I still continue to put praise upon my lips. And this is what God's purpose does for your life. And I'm not sure who I'm talking to today. And I don't know if your money be acting funny today, if you're dealing with some dark demons right now. But I know that they didn't act crazy. They didn't say nothing crazy about the way. What they did was they relied on Jesus. They sat back and said, God, I know that you got us covered in this. I know that no matter what we go through, God, I know that you got me covered in this. And I want to go to James 3 real quick, and it says, and among all the body parts, the tongue is the flame of fire. It is the whole world of wickedness, corrupting the entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set by fire by hell itself. What you're trying to talk about, preacher, what I'm talking about is your mouth. When I say that we will not bow down, we will not bow down to our anger. We will not bow down to our frustrations. We will not bow down to our insecurities. Oh, Jesus, come on with you. I'm trying to give you this word now. Let me preach like I want to preach this. So what it's telling you here, Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach, what they did was they didn't go crazy. They didn't run up off that mouth. Just like when it says here that tongue will spit fire. They said, King, you do whatever you got to do to us. It don't matter what you do to us. I know my God's got me covered. Instead of them acting a fool and cussing Nebuchadnezzar out, they said, no, you do whatever you want to us. How do you handle in the midst of adversity? How do you handle that? We sit silent and say, yes, I'll take everything that you got because I know my God has got me. No matter what you try to do to me, I'm not going to react the way you want me to react. I'm not going to spit fire out of my mouth. What I'm going to do is put praise upon my lips and trust God. And I know that's kind of hard when you're arguing with your spouse and your kids are acting up in the house and it's getting there's some tumultuous times in the household, and I know there's a lot of friction, a lot of that, and then you sit back and say, God, I don't know if I can even do this. I'm not sure you called me to be a better person, but I don't know if I can. You called me to be the head of a house, and I don't know if I called you. You told me that I need to lead people into revival. I know I need to
to be bigger and better and things, but God, these insecurities just keep coming at me. And it's kind of funny, when you get to that brinking point, that's when the devil wants to prowl like a lion on you. He wants to jump on you. You say, no, I'm not a gazelle. You can't jump on me. You can sit there and crouch and die. But I'm telling you right now, my God has got me. I pull on that full body of armor and I show you that I got something for you. I will not bow down to my insecurities anymore. I will not bow down to my depression, anxiety anymore. I don't care what you said. I will not worship anything else besides my God. I don't care if you throw me into this furnace. I'm going to come out better on the other side of it. You can sit down, devil. You can sit down, demon. I'm not going to react the way I used to react. I'm not going to act like the world wants me to react. I'm not going to post that on the Facebook and on Twitter and on it. I'm not going to post nothing else. God, I'm just going to focus on you. I'm going to stay into my word. I'm going to stay on and in the word that you have got in my path to my feet. That I'm only able to take another step because of you. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, I'm going to walk through this furnace. And how hot it gets, we will not be scorched. We will not burn. That is faith in Jesus. That is faith in the Word of God. As we come up on this time of Jesus, where he's getting ready to go to the cross, he says, I'm going to endure everything. No matter how much it hurts, I'm going to endure because I know that this is my purpose. How much are you going to endure for your purpose? I know you've been dealing with a difficult situation, but this is what you got to deal with to get to it. You got to put the reps in. You got to put the weight on the bar. You have to go through this. You got to get through the soreness. You got to put the work in. God says, I don't want you just on the weekends. I want you every day. To when you wake up, the first thing you reach for is your Bible. The word that you put, pray, you reach towards the sky and say, God, thank you for waking me up. Sometimes we take that for granted that he woke us up. Tomorrow is not promised. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's worry about today. Let's take care of today. Touch somebody today and say, God, I love them. God, I need you to touch that family member. I need you to touch that relationship. I need you to touch that one person, God, that doesn't know you yet, God. I need you to touch my enemies, the one that talk about me, the one that stabbed me. I need you to touch them, God. I need me to let me pray for them, God. I need to reach out to them and say, God's got you covered. Don't sweat it anymore. Take everything out your hand, because when we touch it, everything's messed up. This thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And here I'm telling you right now, we're on a spiritual journey. We're on something completely different. I told you, we're walking different. We're talking different. I tell you what, we got some bigger shirt sizes. We got some smaller pant sizes. We getting fit for Jesus. We're getting into the right shape for Jesus. I mean, he's molding us. And I know it kind of hurts sometimes. And I know that the discipline that he puts on you sometimes is kind of hard. But you got to be able to walk through that furnace and not bow down to the pain and the agony. You got to trust in him. Because everything through him is better. His timing is perfect. If he gave you everything right now, you're not ready for it all yet. Just trust in him. And let him guide you in that way of it. When you feel your weakest point, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't run from the problem. They didn't run from the furnace. They went to the furnace. And that takes a big step in faith. That's where it says, I'm not going to bow down to this furnace. I'm going to step into it. David did not run from Goliath. He stepped toward Goliath and said, I'm going to show you something because I got my God with me. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego stepped towards the furnace and said, I'm going to walk through this because I know my God's got this. And well, if I die in this furnace, then I die for my Jesus. And I don't matter what I do, I know that God has got me covered. When you feel at your lowest point, that's when God's going to step in. We're not going to run from the trouble anymore. We're going to address this head on. They can do what they want you, but I'm going to address this head. I'm not running anymore. I used to run to them pills. I used to run to that liquor. I used to run to that website. I used to run and hide. Not anymore. I'm facing my insecurities head on. I'm facing my troubles head on. And I'm going to say, God, I need you to step in. I know that you got me covered. I know no matter how hot this furnace gets, that you got me covered. I know I may have to get burned, God, but I know that you got me covered. And if I come out better on the other side of it, it's because of you, God. And when I said, you said that you're going to be the head and not the tail anymore, I know that you said it. And there's nobody else that can take it away from me. I trust that you, I'm running towards it. I will not bow down. I will not move away from you. I'm going towards you. And I need you to lift me up and give me the more confidence, God, to trust in you. I'm building this relationship with you. And I know it's so hard at times to realize that God has got you and he's been with you the whole entire time. God, I need an intimate relationship with you. Not just for me, but for my family, for my kids, and for the people that are in my life. When you're able to rely on God for everything, you'll have everything. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, God, I'm with you. No matter how hot this fire gets, I know that you got us covered. So I'm going to walk through this. I'm going to get through this. And when I come out better on the other side of it, I'm going to have praise upon my lips. But while I'm in the middle of it, I got praise upon my lips. I don't care what happens, God. I know that you got me covered. My shirt's getting tight, God. I know I'm walking with a purpose. I know I'm walking in my calling, God. You put an anointing on my family's life, God. You are the one that guides the path to our feet. You're the one that lights the path to our feet, God. When that word touches, it springs upon out of it, God. I put praise upon my lips when you win it. When everything is going to heck in a handbasket, I know that you got it covered. No matter what we go through, I know that you have it covered, God. I know that your timing is perfect. And no matter what we go through, Jesus is with us. He's going to move in a way up out that way. He's going to have you come out that jail cell. He's going to have you come off that paper. He's going to have everything that you ever needed in your life, the desires of your heart, everything that God's going to do, he's going to go through it. But you got to get through this fire and not bow down to it. And for that, I thank you, Jesus. We watch the tongues of our mouth. We got to be careful with what we say. And when trouble comes is when we need to settle down and let God speak for us. And I thank you, Jesus. And no matter what fire we go through, I know that you got it covered. I know that you got us in the palm of your hand and you're holding us. And we are not bowing down to it anymore. We are addressing this thing head on. We're going to head these problems on like a head on collision. And say, I'm going to take everything that you've got. I know my God has got me covered. And I'm going to come out this on the other side better. I thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this message. God, I ask that no matter what fire we go through, no matter how hot it gets, that we continue to rely on you and you alone. We run towards these problems, God. We put praise upon our lips when we are in it. The devil will not win. He will not conquer us. We will not bow down. And in your name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm telling you what. I hope your shirts are getting tight. I need you to text somebody. I need you to tell somebody we are not bowing out. That we're handling these things in a way that pleases our God. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742.
For praise and prayer reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, we are not bowing out. Face everything head on. Your insecurities will now be your strengths.
Woo! Woo!
Your insecurities will now be your strengths. We are not bowing out. And until next week, y'all, be blessed and stay blessed.